Listening Part 2. Listen to three conversations and for questions 11 to 20, choose the correct answer A, B, or C. You will hear each conversation twice. You have 2 minutes to read the questions for Part 2. Conversation 1.
Hi, Nicola. It's Robert.
Don't you hi me, Robert. Where on earth are you? Don't you remember?
Oh, Nicola. You know how hard I'm working at the moment? I'll be there really soon.
I've been sitting in this restaurant all on my own for 20 minutes already and I feel like an idiot. Have you even set off yet?
Of course I have. You didn't think I was phoning you to say I was still working, did you? I'm walking out of the office as we speak.
You're not even on your way yet. It's Friday night. You're going to be ages with the traffic like it is. Even if you can find a taxi, you probably won't be here for another half hour.
Well, actually, I was thinking about getting the bus. Taxis are so expensive and it'll probably end up being no faster. Like you said, the traffic will be bad.
Robert, listen to me carefully. If you don't get in a taxi right now, then I will not be responsible for my actions. Do you understand me?
Okay. If it's that important, then I'll jump in a cab. Honestly, I don't see what all the fuss is about. What does a couple more minutes matter?
Well, quite a lot when you're sitting at a table looking like you've been stood up.
Oh, you know I'd never stand you up. For me, no other women exist. Only you. You're my last frontier.
Frontier?
No, not frontier. I just meant that you're the end of everything for me. In a good way. You're like my last chance, my last hope. Hello? Nicola? You there?
Now listen again.
Hi, Nicola. It's Robert.
Don't you hi me, Robert. Where on earth are you? Don't you remember?
Oh, Nicola, you know how hard I'm working at the moment? I'll be there really soon.
I've been sitting in this restaurant all on my own for 20 minutes already and I feel like an idiot. Have you even set off yet?
Of course I have. You didn't think I was phoning you to say I was still working, did you? I'm walking out of the office as we speak.
You're not even on your way yet. It's Friday night. You're going to be ages with the traffic like it is. Even if you can find a taxi, you probably won't be here for another half hour.
Well, actually, I was thinking about getting the bus. Taxis are so expensive and it'll probably end up being no faster. Like you said, the traffic will be bad.
Robert, listen to me carefully. If you don't get in a taxi right now, then I will not be responsible for my actions. Do you understand me?
Okay, okay. If it's that important, then I'll jump in a cab. Honestly, I don't see what all the fuss is about. What does a couple more minutes matter?
Well, quite a lot when you're sitting at a table looking like you've been stood up.
Oh, you know I'd never stand you up. For me, no other women exist. Only you. You're my last frontier.
Frontier?
Not frontier. I just meant that you're the end of everything for me. In a good way. You're like my last chance, my last hope. Hello? Hello? Nicola? You there?
Conversation 2.
Oh, hello, Julia. I'm glad I ran into you. I've been calling you all afternoon to see what you're up to tonight. Oh, hi, Aggie. Tonight? Well, actually, I've got plans for tonight. Samantha and I are going to a gallery and then meeting Adam and Dave for drinks and dinner afterwards. So, you know, perhaps some other time? Oh, no problem. That sounds just fine to me. I love galleries and I haven't seen the boys for ages. How are they doing anyway? Actually, don't tell me. I'll find out tonight. Oh, you know, they're fine. Look, Aggie, I'm sorry, but tonight was supposed to be more of a couple's evening and... Oh, don't worry about that. I can bring Pete along. A cultural afternoon isn't really his cup of tea, but he'll be really up for a meal any time. He loves his food and drink. What time are we meeting? Thinking about it, I'm not really sure I'll be able to change the reservation and get a bigger table at the last minute. It's always so busy at Chez Marcel. Chez Marcel? Oh, that won't be a problem. My cousin's a waiter there. He'll be able to find something for us, no worries. Oh, I couldn't ask you to do that. You're very sweet, but I really don't mind. But it wouldn't be fair, would it? We'd be taking someone else's table. Oh, Julia, don't be so moral. I'm trying to do a nice thing for you, and honestly, I really don't mind. Well, I mind. I really don't want to do this. Oh, come off it, Julia. Can you give me one good reason why the six of us shouldn't all have dinner together? Well, because... No... No, I can't think of anything. Good, because I'm already dialing. Hello, Chez Marcel? I'm ringing about a reservation for this evening.
Now listen again.
Oh, hello, Julia. I'm glad I ran into you. I've been calling you all afternoon to see what you're up to tonight. Oh, hi, Aggie. Tonight? Well, actually, I've got plans for tonight. Samantha and I are going to a gallery and then meeting Adam and Dave for drinks and dinner afterwards, so, you know, perhaps some other time? Oh, no problem. That sounds just fine to me. I love galleries and I haven't seen the boys for ages. How are they doing anyway? Actually, don't tell me. I'll find out tonight. Oh, you know, they're fine. Look, Aggie, I'm sorry, but tonight was supposed to be more of a couple's evening and... Oh, don't worry about that. I can bring Pete along. A cultural afternoon isn't really his cup of tea, but he'll be really up for a meal any time. He loves his food and drink. What time are we meeting? Thinking about it, I'm not really sure I'll be able to change the reservation and get a bigger table at the last minute. It's always so busy at Chez Marcel. Chez Marcel? Oh, that won't be a problem. My cousin's a waiter there. He'll be able to find something for us, no worries. Oh, I couldn't ask you to do that. You're very sweet, but I really don't mind. But it wouldn't be fair, would it? We'd be taking someone else's table. Oh, Julia, don't be so moral. I'm trying to do a nice thing for you, and honestly, I really don't mind. Well, I mind. I really don't want to do this.
Oh, come off it, Julia. Can you give me one good reason why the six of us shouldn't all have dinner together?
Well, because... No. No, I can't think of anything.
Good, because I'm already dialing. Hello, Chez Marcel? I'm ringing about a reservation for this evening.
Conversation 3. Hi, Mark. Sorry I'm late. What's that you're reading?
Oh, hi, Jenny. Reading? Me? Nothing really. I wasn't reading anything. Just my phone.
Not much of an actor, are you? Come on, what were you reading? All I know is that it must be something embarrassing.
It's not embarrassing in the slightest.
Really? You could have fooled me. Come on, what's the big secret? Dating websites?
Dating websites? There's a blast from the past. No, I've got no time for that sort of rubbish. Anymore. I was actually just checking my horoscope, that's all. Don't roll your eyes like that. Just because you don't understand it, that doesn't mean it's a load of old rubbish. I don't understand the theory of relativity, but that doesn't mean it's a lot of nonsense, does it?
Please don't tell me you've just compared Albert Einstein to those idiots who churn out that trash that says new opportunities will present themselves today, but beware, not everything is as it seems. Honestly, Mark, it's complete nonsense. It's only one step above believing in fairies.
I really don't know how you can think that huge planets like Saturn and Jupiter don't have any effect on how we live our lives on Earth. Come on! Am I really being any more stupid than you are?
Yes, much, much more stupid. You must know that all of those horoscopes are just made up by a journalist sitting in an office somewhere.
Well, let's just agree to differ on this, shall we? I'm happy to respect your beliefs, and I think you should respect mine.
But how do you expect me to... Yes, you're quite right. There's no need to have an argument.
Good. We should probably order, actually, and you've not even looked at the menu yet.
Good point. And now you mention it, I can see we're getting a nasty look from that waiter. We'd better... What? What are you smiling at?
I'd rather not say. If I tell you, then it'll only start things off again.
Go on, I'm curious. And I promise I won't say anything nasty.
Well, I think you'd better read it yourself. There, in the horoscopes. I'm a Capricorn and you're a Gemini, I think.
Let's see. Capricorn. Today is a day to enjoy your friends, but beware, a disagreement may ensue. Gemini. New experiences are waiting for you, but only if you open your mind to meet them.
But of course, it's all nonsense, isn't it?
Now listen again. Hi, Mark. Sorry I'm late. What's that you're reading?
Oh, hi, Jenny. Reading? Me? Nothing really. I wasn't reading anything. Just my phone.
Not much of an actor, are you? Come on, what were you reading? All I know is that it must be something embarrassing.
It's not embarrassing in the slightest.
Really? You could have fooled me. Come on, what's the big secret? Dating websites?
Dating websites? There's a blast from the past. No, I've got no time for that sort of rubbish. Anymore. I was actually just checking my horoscope, that's all. Don't roll your eyes like that. Just because you don't understand it, that doesn't mean it's a load of old rubbish. I don't understand the theory of relativity, but that doesn't mean it's a lot of nonsense, does it?
Please don't tell me you've just compared Albert Einstein to those idiots who churn out that trash that says new opportunities will present themselves today, but beware, not everything is as it seems. Honestly, Mark, it's complete nonsense. It's only one step above believing in fairies.
I really don't know how you can think that huge planets like Saturn and Jupiter don't have any effect on how we live our lives on Earth. Come on! Am I really being any more stupid than you are?
Yes, much, much more stupid. You must know that all of those horoscopes are just made up by a journalist sitting in an office somewhere.
Well, let's just agree to differ on this, shall we? I'm happy to respect your beliefs and I think you should respect mine.
But how do you expect me to... Yes, you're quite right. There's no need to have an argument.
Good. We should probably order, actually, and you've not even looked at the menu yet.
Good point. And now you mention it, I can see we're getting a nasty look from that waiter. We'd better... What? What are you smiling at?
I'd rather not say. If I tell you, then it'll only start things off again.
Go on, I'm curious. And I promise I won't say anything nasty.
Well, I think you'd better read it yourself. There, in the horoscopes. I'm a Capricorn and you're a Gemini, I think.
Let's see. Capricorn. Today is a day to enjoy your friends, but beware, a disagreement may ensue. Gemini. New experiences are waiting for you, but only if you open your mind to meet them.
But of course, it's all nonsense, isn't it?
That is the end of the listening test. Do not forget to transfer your answers to the optical mark form before the end of the examination. You will not be given extra time to do this. You may now continue with the rest of the exam.